Brilliance Audio presents Your Dog is Your Mirror, The Emotional Capacity of Our Dogs and Ourselves by Kevin Behan, performed by Patrick Lawler. To my heart, Kara, Sean, Sandra, and Augie. If men would seek what is best to do in order to make themselves worthy of that toward which they are so attracted, they might have dreams which would purify their lives. Let a man decide upon his favorite animal and make a study of it, learning its innocent ways. Let him learn to understand its sounds and motions. The animals want to communicate with man. Brave Buffalo, Teton Sioux, circa 1896. Preface. It's not about the dog. Rosie is a female Cocker Spaniel owned by Linda, a psychotherapist, and Rosie's story exemplifies much of what this book is about. Linda arrived at my farm with Rosie riding in the front passenger seat of a luxury performance car that was freshly washed and waxed and somehow still sparkling after traveling the mile of muddy dirt road to my farm. The car was upholstered and trimmed in bright, clean leather, its interior immaculate. When Linda opened the door, Rosie spilled over her lap and washed up onto me like a wave of bubbling friendliness. Then the dog took to the ground and kept in constant high motion, extending her retractable leash out as far as it would go, straining her way into the muck at the edge of the drive. Linda managed a quick hello, but was for the most part absorbed in keeping up with Rosie, who was nose deep in a thousand new scents, her head rising up from time to time to scan the far horizon toward which she'd zoom off anew. I winced when I thought about her dirty paws tracking back in over the car's showroom-perfect surfaces. Somehow I knew Linda wouldn't mind. Eventually, we got organized, and, as is my custom, we began our consultation with a trail walk through our property. The trail is the remnant of an old stage road that once transected Vermont on its way to Albany, New York. It travels through the woods for the better part of a mile and then empties into a field overlooking an abandoned beaver pond. It often takes getting to the end of this road for some dogs and some owners to unwind. Some of the dogs splash in the water, some forage around looking for sticks, some eat grass, some...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?